Sach Shumas Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet Ain Torment Zeis Mal Hashem Lo Anav Mal Yain. You can't take off truma from olive to cover for both the olive and the olive oil, and you can't take off truma from grapes to cover for both the grapes and the wine. Somebody who has both olive and olive oil, or he has both grapes and wine, and he hasn't taken off truma from either one. He can't take off all the truma from the olives or all the truma from the grapes, and that truma would cover for both the olives and the oil, or for both the grapes and the wine. The reason is because Chazal learned out from a pasuk that you can't take off truma from something that was not completed to cover for something that was completed. Olives and grapes are not completed, and you're probably going to use the olives to make olive oil, and you'll probably use the grapes to make wine. While the olive oil and the wine is something that's completed, and you can't take off truma from something that's not completed to cover for something that is completed. Ve'im tormo. Ve'shami aymen trumas atzman behen. Ubeitelo aymen ein trumas an truma. If you did go ahead and take off the truma from the olive to cover for both the olive and the olive oil, or you took off truma from the grapes to cover for both the grapes and the wine, according to Beis Shammai, even though the truma that you took off from the olives or the grapes cannot cover for the oil or for the wine, but the truma that you took off at least covers for the grapes or the olives themselves. And then you'd have to go ahead and take off separately truma from the olive oil or from the wine. While Beis Hillel, the truma that you took off does not work at all. It's not valid truma even for the olives or the grapes themselves. And since when you took off the truma, you had in mind that this truma should cover for the olives and the olive oil, or for the grapes and the wine, and you can't do that, it doesn't help to take off truma from olives or grapes to cover for oil or wine. So the truma that you took off doesn't work at all, even for the olives or the grapes themselves. Second truma is parakal, Mishnah, hey, ain't torment min alekis, min ashikha, min hapeh. An ani who collected leka, chikka, or pear. These are the matnos aniyim, the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to aniyim. The aniyim can go into other people's field and collect the leka, which is a piece of the grain that fell during the harvest, or the chikka, that's the grain that was forgotten in the field, or the pear. The babai, the owner of the field, has to leave over some of the produce in the corners of the field. And an ani who has some of his own produce that he grew himself, that the mice were not taken from it. And he also has some leket, chikka, or peah that he collected from other people's fields. He cannot take off the trumas from the leket, chikka, or peah to cover for his own produce. The reason is leket, chikka, and peah is not chayiv in truma and maizris, and he can't take off truma from something that's not chayiv in truma to cover for his own produce, which is chayiv in truma. V'chein hahefker, and so too, somebody who collected some grain from hefker. He cannot take off truma from the grain of hefker to cover for his own grain. As hefker is not chayav in truma as the maizris, as the pasuk says, "Uba ha-levi ke'en lo chelek v'nachala ima." The levi comes and takes his maizr rishon. Why do you have to give the levi maizr rishon? Because he has no portion or inheritance among you. The levim were not given a portion in Eretz Yisrael. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to give the maizr rishon to the levim, as opposed to hefker, that the levim have equal right to take produce that is hefker. So the Levim do have a chelek and achla and hefker, so therefore hefker is pasuk from Meiser, and so too it's pasuk from Truma. So since it's pasuk from Truma, you cannot take off Truma from something that's hefker to cover for your own produce. So lo mi Meiser Risha shenitla Trumasa. And so too a lady that has Meiser Risha, and a lady that already taken off Truma's Meiser from the Meiser Risha to give it to the Kohen, the lady cannot use that Meiser Risha to take off Truma from the Meiser Risha and to use that Truma to cover for some other produce that he had that the trumas weren't taken from. As halacha is, and Chazal learned out from a pasuk, that if the levi hadn't taken off trumas maaser from the maaser rishon yet, he would be allowed to take out truma from the maaser rishon to cover for some other produce that he had that the trumas weren't taken from it. But in this case, that the truma was taken off from the maaser rishon already to be given to the Kohen, in such a case, the levi would not be allowed to take out truma from the maaser rishon to cover for his own produce. Now the Mephoreshim asked, how can you use Ma'aser Rishon to take off Truma from it to cover for your own produce? The Ma'aser Rishon had the Truma already taken from it. So since the Truma was already taken from that produce before the owner of the field took off the Ma'aser Rishon to be given to the Levi, the Ma'aser Rishon cannot be used to take off Truma from that to cover for something else that the Trumas weren't taken from it. So Mephorsim explained that this maceration came from some produce, that the trumas were never taken from the produce, that the lady was given the maceration before the produce was chayav in trumas the maaser. So therefore the truma was never taken from the produce. So since the truma was never taken from the produce, the lady would be allowed to use the maceration to take out truma from the maceration to cover for some other produce, but that's only prior to the lady having taken off Trumas Maaser from the Maaserishon and given it to the Kohen. But once the lady took off Trumas Maaser from the Maaserishon and gave it to the Kohen, the Maaserishon could no longer be used to take off Truma from the Maaserishon to cover for some other produce that the lady had that the Trumas weren't taken from it. So Lomi Maaser Sheni Behagdish Shen Niftu. And so too, somebody who has Maaser Sheni or Hagdish that was redeemed, he cannot take out truma from the Maaser Sheni or the Hagdish to cover for his own produce. And the Mephorshim explained that this kind of holds that Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoah. Maaser Sheni has Kedusha. And therefore, prior to the Maaser Sheni having been redeemed, certainly you can't use the Maaser Sheni to take out truma from it to cover for some other produce that you have. But even after the Maaser Sheni was redeemed, even so, you cannot take out truma from the Maaser Sheni to cover for some other produce. Since this Tana holds that Maaser Sheni is Mama Gavoah, that Maaser Sheni has Kedusha. Now the Mephorshim explained that in this case also we're talking about where the Maaser Sheni was taken off prior to the Trumas having been taken off from the produce. As if the Trumas were already taken off from the produce before the Maaser Sheni was taken off, there wouldn't even be a Havamina. You could use the Maaser Sheni to take off Truma from the Maaser Sheni to cover for some other produce since the Trumas were already taken off from the grain. But in this case, we're talking about where the trumas weren't taken off yet, and the Maaser Sheni were taken off before the trumas. So therefore, since the truma wasn't taken off from that produce yet, you might think that you can use the Maaser Sheni to take out truma from the Maaser Sheni to cover for some other produce. Even so, the Tana tells us that you cannot do that. You cannot use Maaser Sheni to take off truma from the Maaser Sheni to cover for some other produce. And so too, if you are makdis some grain, and then you subsequently redeem the grain from Hegdish, you cannot use that grain to take off Truma from the grain to cover for some other produce. And the Mephorshim explained that the reason you might think that you can use this Hegdish that was redeemed from the Gizbor of Hegdish to take off Truma from what used to be Hegdish to cover for some other grain is because we're talking about where this grain that you were Magdish, the Trumas were never taken from it. Now what would be the scenario and with the grain that you were mocked, the trumas were never taken from it? We're talking about where you were mocked the grain before it was chayiv in trumas and maaseres. And when it was in possession of Hegdish, that's when it became chayiv in trumas and maaseres. And the halacha is that grain that is in possession of Hegdish is not chayiv in trumas and maaseres. And then subsequently, you redeem the grain from the gizbor of Hegdish. So the trumas was never taken off from this grain. And since the trumas were never taken off from this grain that you redeemed from Hegdish, you might think you can use this grain to take out truma from the grain to cover for some other produce that you have. So therefore, the Mishnah teaches us that's not the case. You cannot use grain that you redeem from Hegdish to take out truma from it to cover for some other grain that you have that the trumas weren't taken from. You can't take out truma for something that's chayv and truma to cover for something that's tater. Or vice versa, you can't take out truma for something that's tater and truma to cover for something that's chayav and truma. Mephorshim explained, what would be an example? A grain that's pater from truma. For example, it has not reached a third of its full growth. The grain is not yet chayav in truma, and you can't take off grain for something that's not yet chayav in truma to cover for something that's chayav in truma. V'lo mena tolish al mechubar. V'lo mena mechubar ala tolish. You can't take off truma from grain that was already uprooted from the ground to cover for grain that's still attached to the ground. And so too, vice versa, you can't take off truma from grain that's still attached to the ground to cover for grain that was already detached from the ground. You can't take off truma from the grain that grew this year to cover for grain that grew in the previous year. And so too, you can't take off truma from grain that grew last year to cover for grain that grew this year. You have to take off truma separately from the grain that grew in each year. Belomi Paris Ares al Paris Chutalar. Belomi Paris Chutalar al Paris Ares. Vim Tormu ain't Trumas and Truma. You can't take off Truma from produce that grew in Eretz Yisrael to cover for produce that grew in Chutalar. As Chazal decreed that some of the land that are near Eretz Yisrael, Achayim and Truma, the Maisim, Min Rabbanan, But you can't think of trumas from the produce in there to throw out a cover for produce that grew in chutzlars, and so too vice versa. You can't think of truma from produce that grew in chutzlars to cover for produce that grew in Eretz Yisrael. And if you did go ahead and take off truma from one of the things mentioned in this Mishnah, that the Mishnah teaches us, you shouldn't take off truma from that thing to pot or other produce that you have, that the truma wasn't taken from it, the truma that you did go ahead and take would not be truma even, bidi evidence.